Well, I think that we're going to make sure that we try to get as close as we can to that tomorrow. We were hoping to do that today a bit, but it's dependent on, you know, maybe nagging injuries a little bit. So that's one of the problems that you face. You know, you have to decide, are you going to be, you know, putting your lineup for the exhibition game, or are you going to be looking for the regular season, making sure that you're healthy? So that's the ball that we have to juggle.
Is there some responsibility playing in Saskatoon to put a good product on the ice for that game?
Well, I think you'd like to do that, you know. And I think the other thing is that the proximity of your regular season game dictates that you should be having a pretty decent lineup in there. You know, our guys have not had a chance to play a lot together. We were hoping the last two games that maybe you could do that, but you just got to be intelligent, as I just spoke about. And the other thing is that, you know, the people of Saskatoon, you know, should try to respect the fact that they're trying to see some good players. And I think both teams are going to show that a lot of their players are going to be there. I've never really heard of it too much in hockey. Usually the lineups are dictated by the beginning of training camp towards the end of training camp. And if you're going to get your young players in, it's usually at the beginning. That's just the way it goes because of the junior schedules and stuff like that. So it's not something that we call boss and say what type of lineup you're putting up. Or, you know, I think everyone's on their own thing and everyone's got different injuries and different things that they have, different agendas they've got to look forward, you know, to look towards. We have to do what's right for the Winnipeg Jets, as Boston will do what's right for the Boston Bruins.
Will Latin Wheeler are going tonight. Is that just because Blake is
involved? No, that's not something more. I think the fact that Blake isn't there, you know, I'm not prepared to juggle all the lines to try to, you know, make this thing work, and now I don't have any opportunity to create chemistry with the others, so now I've got a mixed bag of players again. So that's one of the things that I'm trying to create, is to try to create my lines and see what we've got, be patient in looking at the players and seeing what they have. Can they develop some chemistry? The Wheeler line will be a line that, you know, likely will start the season together and we'll take it from there. So we're trying to create some different things, but the fact that Wheeler's day-to-day on a thing does throw a little wrench in there. Well, Kevin and I have had conversations along with the staff and the scouts, and they've had their conversations as well. We have a fairly good idea. There's some, you know, right now there's some, probably some tweaking that needs to go on, and we need to see who we would end up staying with as we get past these two games. So that's the things that we would be looking at in these two games to see where we're at. That's why it's important some of these players play, is to see where they sit, you know. Are they going to play the second game? Well, we'll see, you know. But we've had conversations. I don't think that there's a lot of factors involved that come into reassigning players, and, you know, and those are some of the things sometimes I don't even get to. But with Kevin and I, we've talked a lot about our lineup, and we see what's what, and we see kind of where we're navigating to, and then we hope the players can either change our minds or make an impression, and then just kind of let this thing play out, and it'll work itself out. Well, I thought he started off the training camp a little bit slow, but I thought he picked it up more as we went along. So, you know, where he fits in, I'd like to also watch Paul play. You know, we'll see how he plays tonight, and we'll go from there. I mean, he's a guy that we've had last year. I thought that he started off tentative a little bit, but I thought there was a period of time where he sat some games out, and he was much better the last month of the season. You know, I think that he's kind of picked up. He was a little bit, I wouldn't say tentative at first. He was just, his play was, I think he was trying to do too much, but I think it settled down a little bit. But I see him as a good player. I mean, if you're asking me if he's going to be here or not, that'll work itself out. You know, he's a good player, he's a smart player, and he's a guy that could help us win games.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he can move the puck, he can skate, but, you know, the area for him has been defending and playing the one-on-one and win the battles in the confrontational areas. Well, I don't know that he's going to be a tough physical guy. He doesn't need to be a tough physical guy. What he needs to be is be an effective player. And I think that's what we're looking for. So sometimes it's really hard to get a guy to play out of character, you know. So I think the thing with him is that he needs to be good positionally, you know, play the inside, keep them to the outside. Net front needs to control sticks and control. And those are the areas you're looking to battle. Is he going to be a physical player? That's really not in his nature. We're not asking him to be that, just to be an effective player. There are guys that have careers, you know, playing in the fashion that we can see him play. So he can bring a lot of good things to the table. We just need him to be an effective player in our zone, around the net, in the corners, try to help get it stopped, taking players in front of the net, controlling sticks.
He's worth working with.
That's no question.
The high-end part of his game, his shot, he does some stuff that none of the other players can do.
The other thing is he can skate. He can skate the puck up the ice. There's not many guys that are that size that can shoot and skate and do some things that he can do. So he's definitely worth working with. He's a young player still. So, you know, he's proven that he could play in the American Hockey League level, and it doesn't just come naturally that you're all automatically going to be able to be this guy that's going to be this, you know, veteran player when you first come up here. There's an adjustment period, and for him, I think he's made strides in those adjustments, but he's certainly worth working towards.
Do you like having that mix on the blue line, the mix of some guys, two or three that are physical, tough, two or three that can move the puck and just be effective?
Well, you would like to, but there's might be, you know, but I coach what we have, you know, so that's what we've got, and we deal with what we have, you know. And the other thing is that, you know, there's special teams involved too. Somewhere in there you've got to have a good record on special teams. We know that, and we know the objective there. So you've got to have a mix of players that can play on special teams, both power play and penalty killing. So, you know, the fact that a guy like Ron Hainsey takes up 23 minutes and a majority, a big part of your penalty killing is a guy that those minutes someone else has got to take. We've got to teach somebody with those minutes. So that's some of the stuff that we've got to do. Well, I'd like to start establishing, first of all, how we start the game. That would be important for us. You know, winning this game would be important for us. We would like to get our record better in the preseason. We'd like to start feeling better about ourselves and rewarded for the, you know, for the effort we're putting forward. So that would certainly be some key things for us. We'd like to play well. He's day-to-day. Okay, thanks.